Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man.
Castle.
There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand, defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso. In a tower by the river, Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
So here's the deal on this. John Cass, Jeff Carlin, another edition, Chicago Way. So somebody asked me, all right, how do you come up with these columns four times a week? People hate each other. I know that. I'm getting this hate back and forth to me on social media and email and stuff. People are, I'm quitting. I'm never going to see you again. I just want you to agree with me 100%. And it's just so typical of everything that everybody's telling everybody to shut up in this country now. And a guy told me to shut up just in the morning about 6 o'clock. A guy looks at me right in the face.
Did he know who you were?
He looks at me right in the eyes. Yeah, I've known him all. I've probably known him most of my life. Probably 10 times of 6 when I was aware of it. And he looked at me and he said, John, just shut the bleep up. I'm sick of hearing you. And I just stood there like a little wimp. And Betty calls through the bathroom window, John, who are you talking to? You know,
because geez.
I know, right? Geez, little mind flip. And then I had it. There was a column right there.
Mm.
I'm talking to myself, shut up, because I'm even sick of you, you know? And all of a sudden there it comes, a column on hate. You know what I mean? Why are we hating each other?
Right.
So I'm thinking, what do we hate? You know, besides House and Garden TV. I really hate that.
You know, you hate House and Garden TV?
Oh my God. Do you like it?
On occasion, there's a couple of things on there, but...
Here's how much I hate House and Garden TV.
Okay.
I hate it so much that now, when I go to the, like, Walgreens, I'll look in the racks and see what happened to Christina and Tarek. I even know their damn story.
That is embarrassing.
You know, I know about tiny houses. I know House Hunter International.
House Hunter International. Come on, John.
Do you like about that, man?
You get to see all these other worlds. I mean, you get to see the pricing versus sizes. That's kind of cool. And then you get to see, you know, what's important in some homes in other countries and what's important to, you know, what.
You know what I see that's important?
What?
There's usually a fat old guy like me and a hot blonde who's usually like the second wife. It's in my mind. This is the trophy wife. And she says, well, honey, the house is only $300,000 above our budget. It's only $300,000. And he's like, okay, dear, you know, let's buy this. You know, and I'm thinking, who the hell has that money?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then the whole HGTV thing for me, mm-hmm. it means I have to spend money, which I'm not going to do. So I get mad.
So it's a reflection on your own house?
No, it's like, why don't we have, do you think we should have new table?
Well, they've got new floors. I should have new floors.
She's not like that, but I could tell that she likes that stuff,
sure.
So I feel bad. Betty would never say, we should have new floors. I mean, she knows we have two kids in college. There's nothing to do except look at each other and watch TV. But I hate that damn show. And then she turns on me and says she hates the Vikings.
No, well.
She says the Vikings is like, it's like Game of Thrones with commercials.
I've only seen one episode, but I'm assuming follow that up.
She says, Vikings is all about women and sex and women with, in leather holding swords. And I'm like, okay, what's wrong with that? You know, what's really wrong with hot women with swords and leather pants?
Nothing in my book.
I mean, if we're going to watch HGTV and Katina or whatever her name, what's it? Christina?
Yeah.
Ugh. What's with the drama of Christina and Tarek? Did he try to kill himself or something?
I have no idea.
Now they're getting divorced. Yeah, and what's going to happen?
I forgot who it was that he had cancer was spotted on TV. Some woman worked in a cancer lab as a nurse or something, or maybe she was a doctor, and she saw a tumor, a growth on his neck. And I don't think it might not have been he, but it might have been someone else. But so she sends the show a letter, hey, by the way, I'm just being hyperbolic here, but I saw this thing. He should probably have that looked at. It looks like it could be cancerous. Sure enough, he looked at it, and they went and got it checked out, and it was cancerous.
Is that when she was having an affair, or he was?
I think so.
Somebody's having an affair here. You're not having a divorce because...
You're not on a successful show, and all of a sudden, I'm too good for this. I think
she thinks she's a little too hot, I'm telling you. Just a little bit. She's playing that little sexy role, you know? Mm-hmm. The sexy wife.
Yeah, it was. It was he.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they get divorced or what?
Yeah. I think they are. I think they are flip or flop, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I think they are getting divorced.
Why do I know this? That's what I'm talking about. Why do I know this shit? I don't want to know it. I don't want it in my mind. And it's in my mind now. Tarek, Christina, drama.
That's why I don't have cable, and I just watch This Old House. That's my favorite.
Now that, okay, another one.
What
Bob Vila is the only one.
He was only on it for two seasons, and everybody makes a big deal about that.
What?
He was only on it for two seasons, maybe four seasons.
How many Boston accents can you handle? It's not like our accent. My accent, I don't have one. You know this.
Right, no, I know.
I don't have one. Actually, come to think of it, Jeff, you kind of don't have a Chicago accent. I think it's because you're a radio person and you've worked on it. You've sanitized.
Yep.
This is terrible.
It's true.
Why have you? Did you work? Were you sitting in a basement?
No. The
fine with pebbles in your mouth.
No. The fine folks at Columbia beat it out of me.
They did.
Yeah.
But you didn't talk like you were from the South Side.
No. But I also grew up in the suburbs.
Hey, Pat Brady. Look. Now he's walking around again.
Pat wants the photo. Yeah.
Pat wants a photo to prove that you were here.
Of course. It's an honor.
Yeah, right.
It's an honor to be here. Man, it's cold.
God, I have to pay you $10 to show up at this thing.
He needs a receipt.
It still doesn't cover parking.
I tell him.
Look at him. He looks good with his brown stressed leather jacket. And
it's my bomber
nice
jacket.
Nice haircut.
I got all cleaned up.
The Arizona tan.
It's good. Did you have a good Christmas, too?
Yeah. Everything's good. Now, what about our country?
Oh, Lordy Lou.
Listen.
We got the Aussies mad at us. How's that happen?
Oh, stop.
That's like declaring war in Wisconsin.
Just, they're too busy drinking beer, shrimp on the Barbie, and abusing the Aboriginals, okay?
Listen, if Olivia Newton-John is mad at us, that hurts me. As 70s men.
Olivia Newton-John and Mary Tyler Moore are in the same package.
As 70s men?
Yeah, I think so. Because we were little kids watching reruns of Laura Petrie, wondering.
I don't think they were reruns when you and I were watching.
Oh, yes, they were. And we're thinking, why are we getting excited here?
Remember the beds, though? The double twin beds and the...
Oh, Rob!
Yeah.
Yeah, what was the rule? Like 1 foot on the floor?
1 foot on the floor, and they had to be in separate beds.
Nice.
You know, he's from Danville. Did you know that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke?
Gene Hackman?
Yep.
Gene Hackman's from Danville, too?
So is Zeke Bratkowski, the backup quarterback to the Packers in the 60s.
I dated a girl from Danville once.
My parents are from Danville.
Where is Danville?
It's right on the border, right off 74, about 50 miles east of Champaign.
Border of Indiana?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really cool. Okay.
He kicked a 98-yard punt.
Bratkowski?
He's got the record. I guess it big wind and it rolled.
Really?
Yeah, I think he was the number one pick of the Bears, too, back in the 50s.
The Super Bowl's over. It's done.
Oh, I'm not watching the commercials. I didn't watch anyway.
The commercial. Nobody watches the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
If it's your team... There's no party. This is my rule, because it only happened once in my life. When the Bears had the Super Bowl?
Twice.
Yeah, but the one time I had to go. I hated that.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to the second one or the first one?
Second one.
Oh, Florida.
I had to go.
Rain.
You know what? You know why it sucks? Because you can't really watch it with your brothers and friends. You're just working. You're thinking, what angle am I going to take? It's kind of, it sucks. You want to enjoy
the
moment.
Same as with the parties.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Take your bad taco bean dip. And by the way, doesn't that suck?
Yeah, I'm not a bean dip guy.
I'm trying to think of things we could hate, Pat Brady, because
oh, I got a long list.
Because we're hating on we're hating on each other, which is a fault or a function of a collapsing, corrupt political establishment. All history will tell us this, from the time of the Romans, Byzantines, the French, the Franks, all of it. So now that we hate each other, I don't want to hate anybody.
I don't hate anybody.
So what could we hate? Jeff and I picked House and Garden TV.
I hate Vladimir Putin.
Oh, he's getting at him.
No, I do. I think he's a bad dude.
Oh, he is.
He wants to do bad things.
No doubt.
All right, let's go.
Come on. I do. I hate him.
Let's go.
We need to start paying more attention to that clown. He's moving into Ukraine or supporting those troops.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a bad actor.
He might be a bad actor, but here's the deal on that.
I hate the Castro brothers, too. God rest not his soul.
God has nothing to do with him.
Yeah.
Well, what about the chicken entrail guy? He's still running the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me open this chicken up and see its liver and find out what we should do. That's his policy, isn't it? Isn't he kind of like that with that whole dead chicken thing?
I'm not sure what you're referring to, but
Castro with the you don't know where I'm going here?
I don't.
Kind of like a Santa, you know, kind of like a
voodoo
thing.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
No. Yeah. Not that I don't want to offend any people who believe in
voodoo.
You can't say witch now because you might offend witches.
Wiccans, John. They're Wiccans. Wiccans are people too.
Wiccans.
Well, now that Trump's president, we can say whatever we want. Right?
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Like that's guys are back.
Trump's president. Here comes Pat Brady, former chairman of the Republican Party. I guess he picked the wrong horse here, and now he wants to go to war with Putin.
I don't want to go
to
war.
Like Lindsey
Graham.
I want
to pay attention to what's important, and I think that is important. And I think Mitt Romney was right in the debates. They're a geopolitical threat.
Oh, take the 80s are calling. They want your foreign policy back.
Yeah, that response I didn't think was
from
very presidential or even accurate. So I'm sure he regrets it, too.
You know Tom Bevin? You guys know Tom, right?
Yeah, Tom's a great guy.
Great guy.
He had five kids, and he went to Dartmouth, too. Didn't he?
I know.
The guy's amazing.
Well, he didn't have the five children at Dartmouth, though. Okay, it was after.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But
he didn't have to study like you and me.
Tom's too smart. But he had a great piece recently on it took Barack Obama 11 days to open his mouth and start talking about, criticizing President Trump. And then he talked about Bush. Did you see this piece?
Yeah.
He went to visit President Bush.
One or two?
Two. Or 42, whatever.
42.
W. He went to visit him in his at his home, and the president said, "Look, Tom, we could talk about my book, but I will not talk about the president."
Good.
And he said the reason why is that the job's a simple guy, simple speaker, not a simple man. He was the president of the United States.
Yeah.
And said,
he actually got better grades at Harvard than John Kerry did, but no one ever brought that up.
Typical liberal media that I work for.
Yeah.
What am I doing here?
I know, right? I'm just kidding.
So he said President Bush would not talk about President Obama at all. It was an honor thing. It was a duty to the country not to do that. Here's Obama, 11 days in, can't shut his mouth, has to start yapping. Why is he yapping?
I don't know, but I think that we maybe need to start looking to things, Trump, the former president's behavior, through a different prism, because the things that you and I might, as guys that wear sweaters and collared shirts, might think are important, like decorum, and maybe we shouldn't get on the phone and get in a fight with our allies, and shouldn't they say things like we heard say during the campaign, or talk about, there's certain things that just aren't around
gentlemen
anymore.
Don't talk about it.
I get change, but I think there's an important piece to tradition, too, and traditions that are actually helpful to the country as a whole.
Yeah,
maybe I'm just looking at it wrong. I don't know.
So is there a tradition in this country we should respect where a president is having a conversation with an ally or foe? Should he expect that his State Department won't leak it to the Washington Post?
You would expect.
Now that, to me, his argument, President Trump's argument with Australia, with Prime Minister, over a bad refugee embracing deal that was signed by President Obama.
Bad for us.
Bad for us. Good for them. I think we don't get the Costa Ricans. They do. We get Somalians or something.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, right? Is that the deal?
Mostly Iranians and Pakistanis.
I need some old fishing guys from Costa Rica up here, too, by the way.
They get a better life down there.
Anyway, that should not be public.
But that's a White House problem.
Pat Brady and I have known each other for years. Jeff Carlin and I, we all know each other. There are points of difference between us.
No, you guys are just misguided.
If we're going to have a real argument, you got to have it in private, right?
Sure. So you got to respect that privacy.
Well, I guess, so when President Trump shut down the government, you know, from tweeting, like nobody tweets but me, there were all this hand-wringing. Everyone's like, oh, my God, he's shutting down free speech. And then you see what happens when a holdover leaks on you.
Or a holdover won't enforce your orders, like the Sally Yates.
Okay, Counselor, former prosecutor Pat Brady, former assistant U.S. attorney Pat Brady.
Former Justice Department.
Justice Department, right. When a...
A lot of formers.
When a temporary U.S. Attorney General refuses to uphold a legal order given by the president. Why was there such a deal making it like, oh,
Saturday
Night
Massacre?
Never, yeah, that's ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. And here, you hit the nail on the head, is it doesn't even have to be completely legal. It's arguably legal, but it's certainly not blatantly unconstitutional. There may be parts of it that are unconstitutional. But her role, she should have said, whoa, I'm not sure if I like this, and I'm not sure if it's illegal. Really, it doesn't even matter if she likes it. Is it legal or not? The thing is with law, on the first day you go to law school, they ask you something, and you give your opinion. You say, I don't care about your opinion. I want to know what the law is. And if it's arguably legal here, which I think it is, and probably constitutional, and we'll find out, she should have walked over and said, you know, maybe if I don't agree with this, I'm going to resign. But not do what she did.
Show pony, total
show pony. So I assume she's going to be running for Senate in Georgia here pretty soon. But the way that they screwed up the rollout, no doubt. But her taking
the rollout of the immigration thing, yeah,
totally. Mm-hmm. But my view is what she did was nothing but showboating.
Did you hear? Did you see the news story? Now Rand Paul, a couple days ago, was on television talking about the need for originalists on the court. Something I agree with. And I've been writing about repeatedly, I guess, over the past several days. He also mentioned that in Kentucky, in Bowling Green, they grabbed some terrorists who had come in as refugees, and that they had their fingerprints found on bombs used to kill Americans in Iraq.
Yeah.
Interesting, huh?
They're not entitled to due process. They're war criminals.
Right, but
they're
what
combatants.
I'm saying is we are wringing our hands over inconvenience to immigrants coming here from war-torn countries.
Well, but back
and I
though,
just don't get it.
The country doesn't get it because right now 50% of the people in this country approve of what he did in the context
absolutely.
Of we're trying to keep the country.
56.
Is it 56? Now, the more you find out. But the way they poorly rolled it out is they didn't vet it properly, and then what happened was
people, and there were no guidelines. I mean, you had people at airports who were customs agents were like, well, I don't know what to do. I've got to put you in a room and wait till further instruction. I mean, that's asinine. This guy ran the idea that he's a guy who can get things done and is a leader and knows how to put the right people in place. The right people weren't in place for that rollout.
Yeah, and that's where the screw-up.
Right.
Totally
and he's not. And he didn't own it. He said, oh, no, it was perfect. It was perfect. Well, no, own it. Say, yeah, okay, maybe I jumped the gun on this. Some humility.
It also allowed his opponents, particularly the entire media, to cast him as like some kind. Like, if you're the one I loved the best was Blackjack Jesus, where you're using Jesus as a blackjack. If you're not Christian, if you're a Christian, how dare you not allow people to come, you know, Good Samaritan thing? Mm-hmm. And if you support the restrictions on travel, then therefore you're not a Christian. I found that.
Well, even our
I read
our,
that.
Our cardinal set weighed in. On
He's
it.
Not my cardinal, but still.
Well, I think he tends to get into these political things a little more than he should probably. But listen, there are plenty of problems with the way that the president's handled the first 10, 11 days. I remember when I was living in D.C. when the Arkansas Klan rolled in.
Yeah.
Talk about a train wreck.
Really?
I mean, it was pre-social media, so you didn't hear anything, and the media actually liked him. But it was calamity over there at the
White
House.
It wasn't just the fiddlers getting drunk on the White House lawn.
No, it was. It was the Arkansas hillbillies rolling in, and it was not a good first 6 months. But Trump should know better. You know, but
right.
you gotta. That's
politics. Do you give him credit for anything, Pat Brady?
I do. I
oh,
give him,
absolutely.
I absolutely have. I think some of his picks. I like Tillerson. I like Mattis. He has some really good cabinet picks. This executive order, I didn't have as much a problem with as a rollout. If he's going to roll back some of his Dodd-Frank stuff, great, good for him. If we're going to do tax reform, good for him. If we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare, good for him. If we're
replace and repeal would be my idea.
I agree.
Politically, isn't it wiser for the president to allow the premiums to go up so high that people are starting to, you know, they're already starting to scream, but they don't know yet. It's not a part of the established narrative in the news.
It's a job killer, though. Get rid
of it. Yeah, that's the thing is the economy will take the hit, and then it'll be prolonged past you try to fix it. So you'll be dealing with two problems.
All politics is local. So, gentlemen, I'm glad we have Pat Brady here, Jeff, to help us with this. All politics is local. Most important job in the state of Illinois, political job, is the United States Attorney.
I know.
Of the Northern District.
That'll be.
And I remember years ago, Peter Fitzgerald and I having dinner at Villari. It was lunch at Villari. And he was going to push for.
I put a bunch of drinks on your tab.
Yeah, right. He was going to push for an independent U.S. attorney and said, I'm going to get killed by the Thompson, Edgar, Hastert. Establishment, Hastert crowd. And I said, yes, you are. I said, but what you have to do, be smart. Bring others besides me, because I've already been writing about it.
Yeah.
He brought it to the Tribune editorial board. They got onto it. So they had a skin in the game.
Sure.
And I think both of us, me and the board, people forget, but you remember.
I remember, absolutely.
It was like a vicious, vicious fight, was it not?
It was, and in fact, even more vicious than we knew behind the scenes.
Yeah,
it turned out in later indictments.
So now, who's the Republican that's going to help Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions pick the next U.S. attorney?
Well, I think you and Senator Fitzgerald set the right precedent, because I think since then we've had very good independent U.S. attorneys.
I'm not criticizing Zach. I just wish that he would have maybe pulled the string on some or trigger on some things involving politics.
Yeah, you know, I think part of it is, too, you get a little bit distracted when you've got on track to have 900 murders. Of course, we have an attorney general that we've never seen do anything on any gang-related or corruption-related offense. But we are indicted predatory lenders.
Right? Oh, you know what? No,
you know, where is the outrage about? We have the attorney general in the state is the only one that has statewide grand jury authority and has not. What's her gang strategy? Haven't heard it. We can get on the corruption, too, but where's the gang strategy?
What's the name? Who is this?
His name is Scott Drury.
No.
On the show. No, I know.
Oh, yeah.
But he's been pushing for stuff like that.
Yeah.
A guy like that where is it? Highland Park. But it's also Highland Park. Mm-hmm. So there's money there, and there's rich Democrats, too,
Purple.
As you know.
Purple District.
Yeah, that's part of that kind of 10th, yeah.
Couldn't a guy like that run for attorney general on the Democratic side?
But I'm sorry, I think your important point is back to the U.S. attorney. I think you guys set a great model. And the way it's going to work, I think it's ranking Republican, which would be John Shimkus, Congressman Shimkus, who's probably the finest person in politics. So I think that'll be a very fair process. I know I've heard a lot of people that have expressed an interest, and I hope they're in the model of Pat Fitzgerald and Zach Fardin. I think Zach's done a good job in a shorter period of time.
Which ones are backed by, what do I call them now? The Edgar Thompson, Cellini, Shalander crowd.
I think, first, Shalander has been whitewashed for years. He's completely irrelevant. Governor Edgar's candidates down there in Coles, where he's from, got creamed in the last cycle.
Edgar's really kind of yapping a little bit too
much. Well, he's also yapping. Speaking of he's yapping about the governor. And unfortunately, in circumstances where he actually has an interest in that vendor assistance program that he's involved in, I don't know why he would do that. And
right.
That's another thing. But in Governor Thompson,
Yeah.
I mean, you and I remember him.
Time to go.
Well, who knows?
Time to go away. Yeah.
Long answer to your question. I don't think any of them have any influence right now on that.
Where was he with Hastert? Was he in that sphere?
He's downstater.
Conservative?
Very conservative.
Decent man.
I tell you what, he might be the finest person in politics. He's just a family guy. He's a religious guy. Hardworking. There's nobody better.
You know him well?
Yeah, I love John. He is the greatest.
You might have to drive down there and see him.
Yeah, he is. But it'll be a panel, I'm sure. I'm not sure what the administration's figured out.
They put a panel together, so you know. So it's not that it won't be Shimkus's hands on it.
No.
It'll be a panel, a blue ribbon panel of virtuous experts, and then they will pick.
You know, having helped with Senator Kirk and then doing that for the judiciary and a little bit in the U.S. attorney pick, not that I was on the panel, it's pretty. You guys did, and I give you credit. You set a really good standard for the evaluation.
It was bloody, man.
It was terrible.
That
but
was
you were
bloody.
Absolutely right.
That cost Peter Fitzgerald the Judy Bartopinka had to, and I don't think she wanted to, but she had to.
She had to blast him.
Because Denny and Thompson and Cellini were demanding it to not endorse an incumbent U.S. senator over that. Remember, he was an incumbent U.S. senator. They got rid of him, and who ended up in his spot? Barack Obama.
Oh, if you draw that timeline, right. Too, that could be another whole show. But I hope it's an independent. The state and the city need it terribly, that watchdog, because we only have one.
Well, what would they do? What should they concentrate on? I have my own ideas. And it's not federalizing street crime.
I wouldn't federalize street crime, but I think we're going to need something pretty drastic that if we got everybody on board to shut it down.
Every cop that I talk to, narcotics cop, I'm starting to read a book from a narcotics officer who got in trouble for writing it years ago. And they all say the same thing. If there are no jobs for these kids,
exactly,
they're going to be on the corner slinging. That's how it
it's
works.
It's good money.
Guess what? If I was the man of the house at 12 and I had to choose between working at McDonald's, which I couldn't get a job at, or standing on the corner and bring home $100 to my mother, that's what I'd do.
I used to sell beer to keggers. You know, we were supposed to do $3 red solo cups. Yeah, I was a bootlegger back in the... But I do think there needs to be a coherent, probably... state and federal approach to, but the thing on the narcotics, sorry. And back 30 years ago when first started in the state's turn, I used to joke, every crime mm-hmm. here relates somehow to drugs. Either I was high when I did it, I was high and I was trying to get money,
right?
Or I stole, everything relates to drugs.
Okay, so
then, that's when you shut the streets down, you shut down the access.
With what? The troops?
People don't like that, but I think that if you did get together with the groups that, and rightfully so, would protest ACLU and other groups that might scream about it, say, hey, we're just going to shut it down until we get stopped. You'd be a hero. Because another thing I remember seeing in the criminal courts is there's usually a 42-year-old grandmother or mother that's raising four kids and has four jobs, and dad's nowhere to be found, and she would love to have it so she didn't have to worry about her kids getting
remember
shot.
Remember Jane Byrne at Cabrini Green? People mocked it, but they were just, you know, daily suck-ups mocking it because they knew that he was going to challenge her.
And Jack O'Malley was one of her guards.
And it was a thing for her. I mean, people at Cabrini liked it. They did not, you know, they weren't against it.
And you know, I'm not pretending to go through Inglewood or the others every day, but I got
my old neighborhood.
Yeah. Well, you imagine there's people that really just want to live their lives and are captured by these urban terrorists.
Here's one. A friend of mine writes for The Federalist named Don McLynch, and we're talking today about the split that's really not discussed much between African Americans and Hispanics in urban areas.
Yeah, that's goes way back.
Now, if you go, because they're both not enough good education, and the jobs are generally the same, mm-hmm. and they're competing for the
they're
same
competing,
type of
exactly.
job.
Yep.
Trump has an opportunity here
yep.
to pick off African American votes, and he can do it with stuff like this if he handles it right.
I remember he made a statement, and they mocked him for it during the campaign about what have the Democrats done for you? And they go, oh, that's quasi-racist. I didn't say it. I go, I think he's right. What did the president do for you?
His quote was, what do you have to lose?
Probably not the way to put it. But.
No, but I mean, that was his quote, but it was a real point. I mean, you have...
How about 50 years of government control and destruction of the black family? How's that?
How about the Neighborhood Recovery Initiative, where we're going to dump $53 million that Governor Quinn did in the last days into things that were programmed? What happened to all that?
And we to still the money?
Yeah, I know what happened to the money. It's in the ether. But
Trump's guy from Cleveland wants to come back and get it.
I watched that live. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous.
Did you see, Mike Flannery caught up with him afterwards?
Yeah, and he said, yeah, maybe I was kidding.
He's like, oh, I was sleep deprived. I didn't mean to say thugs. I didn't mean to say I talked to somebody. I meant to say I talked to somebody who used to be a street
So he talked to Gator Bradley? So what? I was at City Hall and saw him the other day.
Hey, if I get in trouble, is sleep deprived a good defense? When I heard that, I'm like, I never heard that one. I heard potato chip defense.
My suburban cop, Bubba, did you say that? That's the number one when they pull someone DUI. Oh no, I'm just sleepy.
They should be drunk in New York because then it doesn't matter, according to Bill de Blasio.
Don't pull them over.
If you're I can't say illegal alien because that's the law, but it's
undocumented.
Forbidden. Undocumented living in the country without documents or something, whatever that is.
Not supposed to be here.
Whatever that is, I guess if you're in New York and you get pulled over, they're not gonna. and you're lit up and you blow the breathalyzer test.
Can't arrest them?
I guess not.
I'm gonna throw the brogue at him. just here.
Nice.
Listen, it's drinking and driving, whatever. That's not good.
But ICE immigration issue, right? The sanctuary city issue.
So yeah, and we've got that here. Where the mayor says, you know, screw you, we're gonna do what we want to do and forget federal law, even if it hurts federal funding.
How does it work?
I'm not exactly 100% sure.
I mean, how can you say I'm not gonna follow federal law?
Like,
I'll make you go to the bathroom, little girl, with a man my age who thinks he's a woman or says he is. You have to. That's one thing the federal government did. That's what cost Trump, Hillary, the election. It helped. And the other thing is, so we'll have to obey federal law there, but not on this.
Well, because that's the liberal mindset. That's from the way they choose judges. You don't have to interpret the Constitution according to the Constitution. They don't have to follow it. It's just like the Sally Yates. I don't think it's right. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Those aren't the rules, though. We don't really care what you think. I don't think it's right. I'm not going to do it.
The law is an ass. Is that it?
Well, it's just.
I just don't have
they're
to
rules
it.
Or they're not rules. And I get that there are edges on rules, but we don't want to do it. We're not going to do it. Well, that's not the way it works.
When you have Mayor Zorro on the Rokan show next time, are you going to ask him?
Mayor Zorro doesn't
come on our
show.
Yeah, Mayor Zorro. He doesn't come on anymore, right?
Not our show.
Well, he is Mayor Zorro, is he not? Like the dashing man in black saving the peasants from the evil Alcalde, who's also the mayor.
Opening, the opening commercial in that battle coming up is going to be Laquan McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be all we're going to need to hear.
And what does that tell you?
To me, it's the 16 shots of a guy that's already dead and then the cover-up.
Right. But are they going to be able to get – they won't be able to get into who at City Hall, probably Steve Patton, maybe the mayor. I would assume the mayor knows everything because he's a micromanager, sat on that video. That won't be germane to the criminal case.
No, but I would imagine that the leadership in the African-American community is going to remember.
So
that.
Where are they? There's no candidate out there. Jeff, have you heard? We had Kwame Raoul on here. He talked about it.
Well, nobody wants to run. Kwame might end up being Senate president if John Cullerton, the rumors were that he may not run again. Those are just rumors.
What, did Jimmy DeLeo tell him not to run again?
But, Kwame, I don't know. Kwame
Sorry, Jim.
Would want to. I don't know.
What?
I think Tom Dart would be a good candidate. I told you that before.
I do, too. I like Tom Dart. But I don't see an African-American. I think Rahm's been working behind the scenes. That's part of the politics that we don't really cover, the behind-the-scenes stuff where you keep candidates out. Isn't that part of politics, too?
Oh, yeah, it's getting rid of them. You don't want them.
Right?
Yeah. Or you put one in like Madigan does, the Republican. In his district, so he doesn't have a real candidate.
Yeah, Daly found Reverend Jakes, and what's her name? Dorothy, what's her name? The clerk? Dorothy Brown.
I remember when I was probably 12 years old, and this concept of a shill candidate, a fake candidate, came up, and I was sitting with my dad. We're actually reading the Tribune. And we used to come in the mornings.
George Taggy.
And he explained to me, he goes, Pat, this is called a shill candidate. He explained the whole thing. It was just fascinating. We weren't learning that in civics.
All right, so where is the African-American push against Rahm? I don't hear it. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't either. And you're more tuned in with what's going on in the city day to day.
I think it's out there though. It's just not the establishment style. I mean, you're talking about there's a lot of young black community organizers who are younger than I am even who are out there.
BLM and that sort
of thing. Yeah, I know they get a bad rap because they do some goofy stuff.
I'd just say don't call pigs in the blanket.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Other than that,
but there are legitimate P sides of it who are. Mm-hmm. It's a different venue as it was in the past. And so they're working towards it. I mean, you see them active, organizing people to come out and protest, and they're staging protests in front of Rahm's house and things like that. So, I mean, it's definitely happening, but the leadership as we know it and historically known it, they're not there. Where are they?
Well, the thing is, I don't know if you necessarily need an African-American candidate. You need somebody that's acceptable, people that have actually done a lot of work there that would be very good candidates.
Really?
I think Dart would be one of those.
Yeah, I do too, but I don't hear...
In interest of full disclosure, because we want a disclosure.
You like it.
Tom's a good friend, too.
And I like him, too.
Friend of the show.
Yep.
I just want to see him out there. What do you think, Scott Stannis?
Hey there. Sorry about that. I was getting my shoulder worked on.
Really? What? Were you going to pitch?
Getting
ready for spring ball?
Yeah, the camp opens in a couple of weeks. It's not breaking like it used to.
Scott Stannis cannot draw Mike Madigan with Lisa sitting there in her little... little Princess Lisa outfit without with a bad shoulder?
What?
Well, again, Jeff, I want to know what her gang approach is. I haven't heard it. Hmm? You know, 900 murders and our attorney general, chief legal officer, hasn't spoken.
Well, plus there's no corruption in the state. We have to...
Corruption would go up too, but to me...
I thought she was worried about, like, cribs that could start on fire.
Predatory lending this week.
Oh, is that a deal?
Great press conference. Yeah, get you on NBC National, too.
Nice.
It's great. Yeah. Really works. Nice. It really helps us.
Nothing about... No. What could she be doing about... Well, she hasn't done anything about advancing the state of the law. Every lawyer I've talked to said, what? I mean, usually expect an attorney general to, you know, deal with code and stuff like that in the state. Nothing. What does she do?
Well, she's going to sue so state employees can't get paid, because that doesn't help her dad in the budget negotiations, because she's been silent for 18 months. But now she's going to sue. But you're talking about U.S. attorney and things that, in my opinion, need to be done.
Yeah.
Some comprehensive strategy, but we have an attorney general who doesn't do anything. And we probably, at the U.S. attorney level, maybe they should focus on that.
I think I'm tired of your male, now, I don't want to call you a misogynist, but your male-oriented, dominated mindset, which thinks that Lisa Madigan is just some, you know, princess of Mike and sleeps on 24 mattresses and can feel the pee underneath. What say you, Scott Stanis? Aren't you tired of people who characterize her that way?
Well, yes. No. That's what I do. Wait. No. No, I always draw her as this little girl with a little dress and her name written on there, the I dotted with a heart.
Little Mary Jane shoes.
Yeah. And Mike Madigan, I've told you this before, Mike Madigan actually hired some, I don't know what the hell you call it, out of Washington, D.C., an advocacy group. And they just jumped on me for, I guess he paid for 2 weeks. Because it's all, like 2 weeks there. And then it just stopped. I'm going, so, yeah, that's what we're dealing with.
You need a candidate, though.
I agree.
Is there a Republican candidate out there? I would think that Scott Drury would be an interesting lever on the Democratic side. What about the Republican side?
I think they're, you know, off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody that jumps out.
That tells me that people are coming to you going,
no,
what do you think of this guy? What
are
you
kidding me? The base hates me.
Yeah, right.
but I do think the good news for Republicans is that the governor, and criticize whether you want, whether he spent his own money on it, there is now an actual get-out-the-vote apparatus that the Republicans have that they showed last time in a presidential year that works pretty well. So that's different.
Isn't it interesting that whenever Governor Rauner is mentioned in a political context, the narrative is, and the Rauner-funded Republican Party, but when Madigan's mentioned, it's the people.
Two people, trial lawyers and
the unions.
That's plural, right? I'm not AP language, but
just the idea of Clem Balanoff sitting in Mike Madigan's lap is nice. But yeah, that's what it is, right?
Totally. I get on New Year's Eve, if you really want to have some fun, go get yourself some good scotch, whatever you drink, and
scotch.
I love scotch. Watch the filings come in for the year. And they come in late. They come in at like 10 o'clock on New Year's Eve. And I did it one. I just sat there and, that's another union donation. There's another one. And then the trial lawyers.
Right.
And it's okay if it doesn't influence policy or hold up to what we need to get done.
Last time I checked the government of Illinois, the bond rating, I think it's now what?
Has it dipped
dip a little bit? Fitch also?
Yeah.
Right? So it keeps dipping. And Madigan won't do anything because he's involved in trench warfare. He thinks he can outlast, you know, with Slaughter, just outlast Rauner. My problem with Rauner, Jeff Carlin, Scott Stanis, Pat Brady, I ask all three of you, my problem with Bruce Rauner is I don't see him taking the fight to Madigan on these issues. I want to see him out in I want to see him out in LaGrange.
Well, you know what?
Talking to property tax owners who are freaking out. No, why would I pick LaGrange? Okay, somewhere up north. Or wherever north is.
It's funny you say that.
South.
He actually is. He's out every day, but he's not downtown or even in LaGrange, but he is all over the state every day. And he's gotten to be, and I've watched him from the beginning, mm-hmm. a very effective retail candidate in those settings. He's very smart. He knows the issues now. So he actually is. I agree. I wish you were in the city more so it would get, or even where I'm in Iowa and St. Charles.
I might move there.
Come on out.
All right.
You know, I got a big house and my kids are leaving. I'm looking for a room.
Betty and I stay there? As long as I can watch the Vikings.
And Zeus can come.
Zeus,
right?
Yeah,
there's a room. I can give you a little TV and there's just a little bathroom, though. That's all I need. You can't smoke in the house.
Oh, forget it. Yeah. I can't smoke in my house. I'm not a man. I can't smoke in my house.
I got a big new grill, though.
You do?
Yeah.
Is it gas?
Yeah. Is that sissy? Yeah.
Absolutely not.
All right. Well, we can
deal,
put
deal
we can
breaker.
Put coals in there. I got a big, huge fire pit, and I throw big trees in. I swear to God, you can see it in China. The fires are huge.
Ooh, nice.
And there's no rules out
kind
there.
Kind of like Texas A&M?
Yes.
That
yeah.
size?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Got room for a cartoonist?
I started this show saying, how do I come up with columns? And I was looking at, I was shaving and looked at myself and just said, why don't you just shut the bleep up to myself?
I do it every morning.
I'm so sick. I'm sick of myself.
I'm sick of myself.
And I'm sick of everybody yelling at me. Everyone's yelling at everybody. I'm like, shut up.
Betty's
like, who are you talking to?
I know. I did a bunch of media around an election once, and I called up Julie, my late wife, and said, I am so sick of myself. Like, really?
really?
I'm totally sick of
but
myself.
But here's the deal. When you really get sick of yourself, then you have no other choice but to, I don't know,
change.
Check out.
No,
do something else.
I'm just sick of
like, maybe be a little humble, like a cobbler of shoes or something like Geppetto.
I go to a religious retreat, a Catholic retreat in South Louisiana every year, and we have a 3.5-day vow of silence. It's awesome. You should try that.
Is that like a KSC meeting where you drink a lot?
It's Louisiana, so of course drinking is involved, but silent drinking.
No. Oh, silent drinking.
That's the best kind.
That's kind of scary.
That's the kind I like now.
That's kind of
you get
scary.
Really angry.
Especially...
How about but you keep it to yourself. You
yeah,
internalize
exactly.
it.
Nothing like silent drinking, and then you hear the alarm clock. You know, the wake up alarm clock.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
What am I doing here?
Maybe yeah.
Right?
No, seriously, it's one of the most cathartic things I've ever done.
So you think I should?
You're
go
quiet
on
for
a
three
retreat.
Days.
Yeah. Yes.
So that I won't hate my own guts after a while, because I'm getting tired of myself.
Yeah, you refocus.
Is that weird? Am I psycho?
No, an election
yeah,
does
getting
that.
Old.
An election
get
does
off my
that.
Lawn.
Yeah, guys what? Like us, we talk about it, we write about it, we cartoon about it, and after
right.
a while, you just get, I'm just tired
you
of this.
Just shut up.
I'm you know, I've never gotten tired of politics. I love politics.
I know, but I'm just tired of it now. This last, I don't know what it is, this last thing where I'm trying to convince liberals, guys, that if you're worried about presidential power, you have one intellectually honest option, and that is to support a conservative originalist to the Supreme Court.
Which we got. Yeah.
Right, but I mean, isn't that? Tell me if I'm. Why are you?
And I have many good friends on the left, but I think they've lost their minds the last couple of weeks. They got to cut it up because if you're outraged about everything, there's no outrage, and if let them go.
This is a pepper spray free zone, my friend. You can say whatever you want.
Well, I just no, but I mean it that way because I don't have any. I respect different ideologies, but they're. Right. Even like the social media posts I get from people that are friends are absolutely insane.
Oh, no. Yes. Yeah. I mean, yes. I couldn't agree with you. And John, I'm sure the same way. People who are like friends for decades will send the most scurrilous emails.
People are fighting with each other on my. I've got two pages. One is, I don't know why, but it turned out that way, and I can't help it now. So. They're fighting with each other. People
you left,
I like.
When you were at our previous station, I was in the seat right behind him, and he left his Facebook thing on the monitor.
Oh, did he go on it?
Oh, yeah. Man, was I going to have some fun.
Oh, did you?
Oh. From John
Shut
Cash.
Up. Shut up.
I love Hillary.
Yeah, I do.
I confess I'm transgender.
We'd all get notifications, John Cash, just doing Socialists America. Like, oh,
I'm a commie. I love Hillary. Yeah. And, yes, I'm a
It
girl.
Was right in front of me. Like, if
vegetarian.
I do this is going to be a great story. Castle hate me. But it's going to be funny.
Giving up meat.
People are going crazy on this thing. Stop it.
Yeah.
By the way,
yes.
Somebody called you for dinner, and you just blew her off.
Uh-oh.
And I happen to know her.
Yes. No, I did not blow her off. We have people flying in. Can we, if we can bring them.
What, like 15 people?
No, two. A couple. You've met them, actually.
John Wait. Actually invited you to dinner?
He did.
Wow. Yeah, now I feel bad because I didn't invite Pat Brady. You want to come over?
That's right.
When is it? Next week?
I'll go with my real friends.
Come on over, Pat. Come on over. Betty will make lamb shakes. You like lamb shakes? With a little orzo baked in the pan?
My therapist told me I'm supposed to stay away from mean people. So.
I should have brought it up. I'm such a jerk.
So it's okay.
Everybody, just shut up, John.
She's on speed dial right now. I'll call her.
Shut up, John. Let me talk to the therapist. All right, everybody. Everyone's telling me to shut up because they're right. Shut the bleep up, Cass. Chicago Way. Pat Brady, Scott Stannis, Jeff Carlin, thanks for being here. Talk to you soon.